Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Are you ready to create a joyful life? You came here to make a difference in the world, and you can do it. We can show you how. Move beyond the basics of health and wealth and into a life of lasting joy with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen in as Lynn and her inspiring guests talk about what really matters in life and be who your soul wants you to be.
Hi, friends. Welcome. Welcome to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm Lynn McGonigal, your host, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and you're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 a.m., NBC Sports Radio Boston. We're heard every second Sunday at 6 p.m., and you can also tune into our show on our station, Dream Vision 7 Radio, every week on Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern and 5 a.m. Eastern for our European friends. To learn more and for a full station schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Friends, we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born, and then we're born and it was harder than we thought it was going to be. The challenges we thought were going to be so easy tend to take us down. We get bogged down. We get stuck in life. We suffer. Look around. People aren't happy. It's true. And this isn't necessary. So friends, this is the purpose of the Lightworkers Healing Method. It's a system of angelically guided, multidimensional energy healing with the purpose of bringing us back into alignment with our soul's plan for the life that we're living. And when we do that, our lives start to work. They just start to work. When people ask me what I do, I say, well, I'm a channel for angelically guided multidimensional energy healing, and I teach other people how to do the same thing. So we've had this radio show going for a while now, and we've been experimenting with the format, and this is the month that we're trying something new. Our guests this month come in two forms. A moderator, Kristen Corey, who's here with her physical body here on Earth, just like I am and just like you are. And Kristen will be asking questions, and she'll be asking the deep questions of life to a group of higher dimension beings, to guides and other higher dimension teachers and avatars, the ones who speak through me. And those teachers, those higher dimension teachers, will answer the questions. So you might be wondering, who is Kristen and why is Kristen the one asking the questions? Kristen is a very successful business person in her own right, multi-talented. She's a founder and producing artistic director at the Gulf Shore Playhouse in Naples, Florida. But she's a student of the Lightworkers Healing Method, a certified practitioner, and on the teaching team of the Lightworkers Healing Method. And that's what's relevant today, because Kristen's reputation is that she is an extremely independent thinker and is the one who asks the tough questions. So this is why Kristen is joining us. And perhaps she will be a regular feature on this show. So welcome, Kristen. It's wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and it makes me laugh. Questions certainly are definitely my specialty. I have plenty of them, always. So I'm delighted to be here, and thank you, and I'm excited to begin asking questions. Shall we start?
Let's go for it.
Okay, so I think it's interesting you started with talking about being spiritual beings, having a human experience, and so often we can feel stuck. And so the question is, you know, we hear people all the time saying, how can I get unstuck? How can I get out of this rut? That's the big question for the higher dimension beings today. How can we get unstuck?
Right. This is the question of life, especially when we're in that stuck space. And so let's back up for a moment and talk about some foundations, because in and of itself, we have troubles getting unstuck by ourselves, but we all have these wise, loving beings who are connected with us and know everything about us and love us unconditionally. And labels don't matter. We can call them spirit guides. We can call them guardian angels. We could call them Sam and Larry. It doesn't matter what we call them. What matters is that we recognize that they're here for us and for everyone, and that they know what we need. And if we will open up and listen to them and follow their directions, they aren't trying to trick us. They love us. They know what our soul plan is. They know what we really intend to do, and they know how to get us from where we are to where we intend to be, to where we need to be in order to be living lives of joy and fulfillment. So the trick is, how do we engage with our guides, right? That's really the fundamental question here, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
How do we engage with the guides? So first things first, let's examine our underlying assumptions. Either right now we have this underlying assumption that we don't have guides. I'll call them guides. You could call them guardian angels. It doesn't matter. Let's just use the word guides for now, if that's all right, for these wise, loving beings. So we either assume they're there or we assume they aren't there, right?
Right.
Right. So, friends, let's just start with hoping that maybe they're there. We've got to be able to suspend disbelief. We don't have to believe in them. That makes it easier if we know that they're there, because then we'll look when it's harder. But if we can just suspend disbelief and hope that they're there, it's enough to begin. It begins with hope. Does this make sense?
It makes sense to me.
So first, we hope that there's a wise, loving being connected with me that actually is watching, just like in the Santa Claus song. They see you when you're sleeping. They know when you're awake. You know that they're always watching, and they're always loving, and they're always there, so that in every moment I can say to them, send me a sign. Send me a sign. If you're there, send me a sign. So that's the start of it. We hope, we suspend disbelief, we try to hope that they're there, and we say, if you're there, send me a sign. And then, watch, be alert, pay attention, something is going to happen. Don't blow it off. Don't say, that was just the wind, that was just my mind, oh, that was just the computer doing that. It was what you were asking for. You asked for a signal, and there it is, there it is, there it is. So let's say you notice it, but your mind is doing the thing that our minds do, because our minds are not the helpful friends we think they are. The mind will start to explain it away and say, I just imagined that, or something else. Try to not do that. Let that thought go and say to your guides once more, okay, I think that you just sent me a signal. If that was a signal, send me another one. And then watch again, stay alert again, listen again. And it could be the words to the song that's playing on the radio. It could be the thing your friend says to you so casually and offhand at lunch. It could be anything. It could be the bird that sits on your windowsill and doesn't go away. Does this make sense?
It makes perfect sense, and it's so true how easy it is to, in times when we're clear and we're open and we're able to say, oh, that was a sign, that was a sign, that was a sign, and other times when we just shut the door and say, no, that wasn't a sign, oh, my life stinks, and it's really up to us to open and receive.
It is up to us, but it's harder to open and receive when we're in the soup than when we're clear, just like you point out, and so this is where structure can come in. I've been working for 23 years in this arena of spiritual growth, and it's not like that's a tremendously long time, 23 years in this lifetime, and many, 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 many lifetimes with the same focus. And I've watched spiritual communities that have varying degrees of success, and I've been wondering what's with that, you see? What what works, and structure actually works. Now, it only works to a certain degree, but it will help people sometimes when they're really in the soup of it. Having a daily meditation practice, even if it's short, can help. Running, physical activity can help. Exercise, even if it's just a little bit. Something every day to get our energy moving in one way or another. You can do it with meditation. You can do it with prayer. You can do it with connecting with nature. Pet your dog. Listen to a song that you like. Look at something beautiful. Hear a child laugh. Run, dance, jump, do something to open the heart and get your energy moving. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. So I guess the next question that sort of comes from that question is, therefore, why does it feel like listening to the guides or following the life plan or anything in that arena feels so scary?
You've noticed that, I take it.
I speak from personal experience.
Right. There's something that my guides have said over and over again, many people's guides. I want to clarify, and Kristen, I know that you know this, but other people who are with us right now through this conversation may not know it, and that's that when I channel to a group, as I do in the teaching classes or in a program, all the guides of all the people who are ever going to hear it line up to speak through, and they speak through with a communal voice, a collective voice. Now, there's also, of course, the person with the microphone. It's like a big choir, you know, a big chorus, and somebody, there's a soloist up front with the microphone, but they're all there lending their energy to it so that the vibration comes through in such a way that it's helpful to everyone. Helpful to everyone. So with that awareness, would you pose the question again, which is, why is it so scary when we hear what our guides are saying? When we seem to hear what our guides are saying, it seems so scary that sometimes we say, okay, clearly that is not really guidance because that sounds like crazy talk, right? That sounds like crazy talk. So we have to remember that these are plans that we formed before we had a body. These are plans that we formed when we were planning this life, when we were planning it. And when we don't have a body, we have a lot more clarity about what is possible, you see? And we, the soul, are the ones who form our plan. Now, of course, we do it with the advice and consent of our guides, and they contract with us to support us with our soul plan. You see, they have a sacred promise to us to help us live our soul plan. That is their commitment to us, to help us do it. Help us do it. And so when the plan comes through, when the guides are speaking to us, it sounds scary, but that's because we're not here, most of us, for anything except for growth and joy. The purpose of life is joy. Joy comes from growth. You know how it is when you do something that you don't think you can do and it works. You feel fabulous, right?
Mm-hmm.
You feel fabulous. Whereas if you do something that you know you can do, it's kind of a ho-hum feeling, yes?
Yes.
Yes, it's like, well, okay, that was fine. But let's talk about learning how to drive, which is something that many people in our culture can relate to. Not everyone, but since mass transit is only in the major urban centers, unfortunately for the rest of us, driving is part of our life. So before we drive, it's the big unknown. How do they do it, right?
Right.
Right. And then we start to learn to drive, and it's tough, right? You know, coordinating the brake and the accelerator. Forget about the clutch. Give me a standard car, right? We want the automatic transmission. Nobody, when they're 15 years old, wants to be learning with a clutch. It's tough. I mean, they might have to learn with a clutch. I learned with a clutch because I didn't have another choice. But it wasn't fun, you know. It was challenging and tough, and the car kept dying. and then steering, and then, you know, how to judge distances. It was tough. But after a while, you know, and so then by learning to drive, it feels great. You know, you get your license. Phew, it's a fabulous day, a fabulous day. I have my driver's license. And now I'm 55. I have to tell you honestly, it does not thrill me when I successfully maneuver my way home from the gym. So you see, we want our lives to be challenging because that's what creates the built-in potential for joy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
However, challenge means it's going to be a little bit scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say, and I'm just going to use an exercise metaphor because people, many people can relate to exercise as being challenging. So let's say that on our New Year's resolution, we get this crazy idea that by this time next year, I'm going to run a half marathon, okay? Let's just say this. And so we know we've got a full year to prepare, and we know that we can't run down to the stop sign at the end of the street. So we're starting at ground zero, okay? But we also know that people know how to do this, and all we have to do is probably go online, you know, and Google how you train for a half marathon, and something will come up, or we'll buy a book, or we'll join a running club, or we'll do something. But then we think to ourselves, but I've got all year. And so we don't begin, right? We put it off. And now it's February, and it's still plenty of time. Maybe I'll, you know, Google it next week. And then it's March, and, oh, you know, I'll start to look into that soon. And now it's April, and look at the beautiful flowers. Oh, it's such a nice day. Honey, let's go on a picnic to the beach. And now it's May. You know, okay, let me Google how to do this. Well, I guess I should go buy some running shoes. And now it's June, and it's getting hot, and I'll start when it cools off because running in the summer isn't fun because I live in Florida. And now it's September. Oh, let's say it's September 15th, for example, which is the day this show airs. And I haven't begun, and I have my running shoes, and they've got their tags on them, and they're sitting in the closet, and I have my book, but I haven't cracked it open, and I haven't joined a running club, and I haven't run down to the stop sign at the end of the street. And now, how do I feel about that goal?
Panicked.
That's right.
Panicked. Like a failure. And furthermore, you've gotten a lot farther than I have on a lot of these things. Sometimes I'm still sitting there going, they want me to run a half marathon?
Why? That doesn't sound like a good idea to me. I must have gotten that wrong.
I'm not a runner. What are they thinking?
I think what they really want me to do is go on a cruise around the world, right? I'm pretty clear I need to go on a month-long retreat in Hawaii, right?
Right.
That's what they wanted me to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure I heard running and they meant something else.
Right. That's what we do. And that's why it starts to feel scary. And so the thing is to not delay. So let's just face facts, friends. Everybody sitting here listening to these words, including me, including Kristen, we've all done this. You see, we're all doing it right now to some extent or another. Right now. For each of us, there's a plan A right in front of us, a step to take right in front of us, and maybe we've known about it for a while and we've been putting it off. Maybe it's been rolling around in the back of our head for a long time. So what matters most is that we simply get started. Arthur Ashe, a great tennis player, had this saying, start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. What matters is that we begin, that we have hope. We have hope. It begins with hope. Without hope, we don't even try. So first, we have hope that there are wise, loving beings connected with us who know everything about us, who know our soul plan, who are committed to getting us there, and that they aren't trying to trick us. that it's a loving, supportive universe, that the full power of this loving, supportive universe is here supporting us to live our soul plan. And if we actually will just start in the direction of that terrifying thing and take action, the support will kick in and it'll be there. If we don't chicken out, if we don't take the lesser course, if we, in fact, head for plan A, there's so much support for us. And you can feel it coming up behind you like a wave, like a Hawaii 5-0 wave that rises up and takes your surfboard and pushes you forward onto the beach. Now you have to paddle to catch the wave. Paddle, 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 catch the wave. But you can do it. You can do it. So to just continue this surfing metaphor, first you have to have had the stability of structure. You see, a meditative practice, some kind of practice to get you going so that you'll actually paddle out past the waves to be there in order to catch the big one. But then, when it comes, you know the support is there. It's a loving universe, friends. It is. It is. And it's here to support us when we move forward.
That's beautiful. Now, we've just got about 60 seconds before it's time for a break, so I would love to just ask you quickly something about affirmations. Why don't they work?
Why don't affirmations work? What we're going to talk about after the break, maybe just very quickly. Let's see if we can cram it in. If our vibrations are close enough to the affirmation, if our existing vibrations are close enough to the affirmation, they do work. In fact, sometimes they work. True?
True.
And sometimes they don't work. So when they work is when we're close enough in vibration to the affirmation for the affirmation to actually draw us into its wake. Whereas if we're too far away from the affirmation in our vibration, it can make it worse, not better, because we say, I have so much love in my life. And if we don't, our vibration says, that is a big fat lie, and makes it worse, not better. So I'd like to talk about that a little bit more.
Wonderful. We will talk about that right after we get back from break. You are currently listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. I'm your guest moderator, Kristen Corey, here with the pleasure and privilege of interviewing not only Lynn McGonigal, your host, but also the panoply of guides and higher dimension beings who are currently speaking through her. And if you would like to find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method, you can go to www.lightworkersmethod.com, because you can be who your soul wants you to be. In just a few minutes, we'll be back for more with Lynn McGonigal and all the higher dimension beings who are supporting her.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough? Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Tune in every first Sunday at 6 p.m. for Maximum Success, the Coach Brew Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Join us the third Sunday of each month at 7 p.m. for The Door is Open, Walk Right In, for fascinating discussion topics from Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, to psychology and tarot, to hypnosis, to strength-based recovery. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio live broadcast here at 1510 a.m. NBC Sports Radio Boston. I am Kristen Corey. I am your guest moderator of this show today, having the pleasure and privilege of interviewing not only Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method and usual host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, but the contingent of guides and higher dimension beings who are here to support this effort and who are speaking through her currently. So I'm delighted to continue on. But Lynn, we left off with a question about affirmations. You know, we're told by so many self-improvement programs that if you just concentrate on it hard enough, it will come to you. But, you know, it feels like we've used affirmations and we've used these processes again and again, and very often we find they're not working. So why is that?
Well, there are a couple of different things that are collapsed into this question, and one is concentrating on it hard enough, and the other is affirmations. So I'd like to separate those two and address them differently. Is that okay?
Okay with me.
I'll start with the affirmations, so I may forget that we're supposed to be heading into concentrating, so you may need to remind me about that. All right, so now, friends, we all of us right now, this moment, have a vibration. Each of us has our own vibration, whatever we're resonating with right now, this moment. We all do. So let's take the common affirmations, the common things that people in our society are struggling with, fall into three categories: health, money, and relationships. In 23 years, that's what comes up over and over again: health, money, and relationships. So pick one, Kristen.
Health.
Health. So, friends, let's say we've been healthy all our lives. We've been, an exercise person, and we've eaten well, and we've lived a healthy lifestyle. And just this last year, work has come up and taken us by the throat, and we have stopped exercising because we got too busy. And then we started to put on weight, and now we're not feeling very good, and now we're getting gallstones, let's say. This is an example that's being given to me right now. So we have this underlying belief that we're a healthy person. And so in this case, an affirmation of, I am so healthy, I am so healthy, my body can heal itself, may actually work. You see, because our foundational belief about life is that we are healthy. But does this make sense?
Yes. Perfectly.
But let's say that we have never exercised a day in our life. We were the fat little kid in school, and therefore we went in another direction to claim our self-esteem. Maybe we were the funny, jolly one, you see, or the nice one, or the smart one, or something. But definitely we were not the healthy one, right? Definitely not the healthy one. And so now our underlying belief is, I am just a disaster waiting to happen. You see, I'm just waiting for something bad to happen. So then when I start to get the pains in my side, I think, now this is cancer and I'm going to die. And then we go to the doctor and we discover it's not cancer, but it's gallstones. And we just think, oh no, I just know this is the beginning of the end. And now we try with that vibration to say, I am so healthy. And the body says, that is a big fat lie. You liar! You're not healthy. You're sick, and you know you're sick. And at that point, we're making it worse, not better. So Here's what we do, friends. We remember how the subconscious mind works. The subconscious mind accepts any statement on any topic, the first statement on any topic, as true. And so let's say the first statement is, this baby is not healthy when born. You see, babies can hear. They know what the doctors are saying. You see, they know. Mm-hmm. So let's say the first statement is, this baby is going to have health challenges. So that statement goes in and it's accepted as truth, whether or not it's true. And then every other statement on that topic is evaluated against the initial statement to see whether or not it's true. So let's say at birth, the doctor said, this baby is going to have troubles. The body is listening. The baby's mind mm-hmm. is hearing it. The baby's soul and energy are hearing it and taking it mm-hmm. in. And now every other statement is coming in, and the baby is saying, the energy body is saying, that's not true, that's not true, keeping it out. But a question is something the subconscious mind will relate to differently. A question is a new thought. And so we can turn the affirmation of I am so healthy into a positively worded question. Why am I so healthy? And it will work. I had a career in hypnosis. I had actually an excellent reputation in hypnosis. And this is part of what I learned through my hypnosis work and through my hypnosis training. And there are people in the world who teach this. Denise Berard and Noah St. John, for example, have a wonderful book, great little book of affirmations, which lists questions, positively worded questions that take the normal affirmations and turn them into what they call an affirmation, a question. Why am I so healthy? Why is there so much abundance of finances in my life? Why do I have plenty of money? Why do I have plenty of love? Why is my life so wonderful? Why am I so fulfilled? Why am I so joyful?
Yes. And yes, that makes perfect sense. Now, I'm supposed to remind you to wrap concentration into that as well.
Ooh. Well, friends, in the amount of time that we have left in this segment, I think what it's best to start with is this. Our conscious minds are not the helpful friends we think they are. And there is this figment of our imagination going around in our society that says that we can think our way to success. And it's true if the existing vibration is close enough. But for most of us, it's not true, you see? And so our conscious minds can, in fact, be hindrances rather than helps. They can masquerade as guidance. We call it the crazy mind that masquerades as false guidance and blocks the doorway to the guides. And at that point, our best bet is to go down into the body and connect with the wisdom of the body and reestablish peace.
Wonderful. That's beautiful. Now, we are going to break, and we have a lot more in store. In the next segment, we're going to do an actual opening process from the Lightworkers Healing Method, as well as receive a transmission and do a closing together. So please do stay tuned. You've got wonderful, wonderful gifts in store. You are listening to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be, and I am your guest moderator, Kristen Corey, here today with the pleasure and privilege of interviewing Lynn McGonigal. You can find out more about the Lightworkers Healing Method at www.lightworkersmethod.com. With Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Method. So you can be who your soul wants you to be. Stay tuned, and in just a few minutes, we'll be back for more with Lynn and all the higher dimension beings who are currently speaking through her.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Money
makes us react. It has a way of eliciting an immediate response. From our home life to our own business environment, money is usually front and center. For CPA Jane Honick and psychotherapist Spencer Melnick, the debate is not about what you do with your money. It's about how you feel, react, and interact when it comes to money. Join us at 6 p.m. on the fourth Sunday of every month to explore the money dynamic, part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Are you a healing practitioner or a serious spiritual seeker? Do you want to be who your soul wants you to be and help others do the same? You can learn angelically guided energy healing with the Lightworkers Healing Method. Because its goal is to align us with our soul's life purpose, LHM is both a healing system and a spiritual growth vehicle. You can return to your natural state of joy and fulfillment and help others do the same. It's a skill, not a gift, and nothing is off limits. Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Come to LightworkersMethod.com. As taught at Kripalu and the Institute of Noetic Sciences, course credits are available.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Intuitive Children with Dr. Nikki show, where you'll discover holistic strategies and techniques that support intuitive and empathic children in our homes, in schools, and in healthcare. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that'll help you improve the lives of these magnificent children and help their inner light shine even more brightly on the planet. Our program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio, live broadcast here at 1510 a.m. NBC Sports Radio Boston. I'm Kristen Corey, the guest moderator, interviewing in a little twist of the table. I am currently interviewing Lynn McConaghill, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method and regular host of Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. So right now, today, we are having the pleasure. We have been interviewing Lynn and a host, a heavenly host of guides and higher dimension beings who have been speaking through her. And now we've got even more wonderful things in store. Lynn, would you like to explain what's happening now?
I absolutely would. I absolutely would. In the Lightworkers Healing Method, we conduct all of our healings and all of our gatherings inside of sacred space. And so in just a moment, we're going to do an energy process that begins with opening ourselves up to sacred space. Creating sacred space for ourselves and for our lives is something that is our right. We have the right to live our lives in sacred space. But how do we do it, right? It's tricky. It's tricky. So this opening process of creating sacred space is the foundational meditative practice, I guess you might call it, or energy practice or structural clearing practice that we use in the Lightworkers Healing Method. Part of my experience of life is that we get a lot of people contacting us here at the Lightworkers Healing Method, and the things that no one else knows how to answer come to me, the inquiries that no one else knows how to answer. And we got one this past week that that is kind of a heartbreaker, but is actually not all that uncommon, which is, I don't know what love feels like. What does love feel like? So friends, that's why we're going to go through this opening process right now. It's a process of opening up to the love that's here for all of us in every moment. We probably will not have time to include a transmission today, but next month we will, I hope. Next month we will. So friends, please don't do this if you're driving, but if you're someplace where it's safe for you to do so, then close your eyes. Close your eyes for just a moment. Closing our eyes, if you feel comfortable in doing so, will help you to draw your focus inward. And just for a moment, notice your body and notice your breathing. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort in the body, just breathe into it with love, not to push it away, not to get it to shut up. Pain is just a messenger. Sometimes it's been there for a while, a very patient messenger, but the moment that we figure out what the message is and act on it, the pain stops. It does. I had chronic pain for 7 years, my friends. I know pain. I was disabled, and I had chronic pain. I know about pain. I do. So let's just breathe into our bodies for a moment. If there's any pain or tightness, pressure or discomfort, breathe into it with love. Acknowledge pain for the wonderful messenger that it is. And if your body needs more than that to release the pain, then make a date and promise to come back to it, maybe at the end of the show, maybe at the end of the day, and to sit with it like you'd sit with a friend who's crying. You'd sit next to your friend and say, tell me about it, right? Maybe put your arm around him or her and say, I'm here for you. Tell me, what's the pain? And so to have that attitude with our body, who is in fact our best friend, our body is the only one who's here with us start to finish. We come in with the body. Everybody else comes and goes. And it's only the body who's here with us. And think how we talk to it most of the time. Not so nice, right? So right now, breathe into it with love. And then bring your focus to your heart chakra. Now, friends, many people think of their chakras, which are places through which we exchange energy with the rest of the universe. Many people think of their chakras as smallish, kind of the size of soccer balls or sometimes even grapefruits. But in fact, I've never met anyone with a chakra smaller than a hula hoop. Most people have chakras that are bigger, from outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip, if you put your arms straight out, and some have chakras much larger than that. So our heart chakra is centered in the center of our chest, but is at least from outstretched fingertip to outstretched fingertip, friends. So stretch your arms out wide just to help you visualize it, and have the intention to open up that wide, 5 or 6 feet in diameter, a space that we can draw in love into. And right now we're aligning those hearts with universal presence and drawing light and love from source straight into the front of the heart, filling the entire chakra so full of love. It bulges and expands and then exhales out the back in a river of love. Now there's a river of love flowing through us and around us. Front to back, front to back, front to back, front to back. If your body wants to cough, let it cough. Coughing is a common reaction to energy shifting. Don't suppress a cough. Don't suppress a burp. Don't suppress a sneeze, because that will suppress the energy shift, and we want to open up and feel the love. So right now we're drawing that love through us and around us in a river of love, front to back, front to back, through us and through our lives, through our lives. Through our lives, letting the focus drift out the back of the body now, right between the shoulder blades is where the heart chakra is centered in the back, but still opening up that full width of the chakra, fingertip to fingertip, or maybe from wall to wall in the room that you're in, or maybe many, many miles beyond that. We open the fullness of the heart chakra now in back of us, to that element of divine presence that we're most personally comfortable with, be it Christ consciousness or Buddha nature or something else. It doesn't matter what it is. We may not even know what it is, and that's okay. We just call it in by feel, by pitch, by vibration, drawing it into the back of the heart. Once again, filling the chakras so full of love, it bulges and expands and exhales out the front. And now this river of love is flowing in the back and out the front, through us, around us, through us and through our lives. I'm swishing this river of love now back to front and front to back for all of us, friends, for you too, right where you are listening to this. Let this river of love flow through us and around us, through you and around you, through us and through our lives, swishing that riverbed of the heart chakra clear. It's way beneath your feet now, friends. When I can feel it beneath your feet, it's where the sadness lies, the grief, the despair, where everything settles down to. We're flushing that clear with love from source, with universal presence, with that element of divine presence you're most personally comfortable with. And now let's draw the focus to the feet and through the feet. Connecting into the center of the planet, we begin to draw up divine planetary energy, Father Earth energy, and Mother Earth energy from the very center of the planet, drawing it up through us and around us in an upward rising river of love. Big as the room that you're in right now, this river of love is filling the room that you're in right now. We're straightening up the energy body as this river of love flows from the center of the planet beneath us, to source above us, to the center of the universe above us, flowing through us and through our lives, washing away everything except for love, peace, hope, joy, and our soul plan, that which we really want to do at our heart of hearts, letting this river flow, earth to sky, earth to sky, earth to sky, earth to sky, engaging in this eternal process of straightening our energy bodies. There's always more we can do, drawing our focus up, up, up to the top of our head, to the crown of our head, and through the crown into source above, into the rainbow of healing frequencies. We start to draw in all the healing frequencies we currently have access to, have ever had access to, and will ever have access to, drawing these through us and around us in a downward flow of love. And right now I'm asking this river of love to just flow right on through us. Let it flow, friends, feeling that river of love flowing head to toe from source above us to the center of the planet beneath us, through us and through our lives. Now I'm swishing this river of love top to bottom and bottom to top, creating turbulence, clearing, cleansing the energy body, even spinning the energy body like a top on its vertical axis. And now drawing the focus to this intersection of heart chakra and vertical channels, letting it build a critical mass of love, and instantly expands into a bubble of light and love, creating safe, sacred, private space for us to live our lives in, friends, noticing the outside of the bubble, strong, light, bright, resilient, crackling with light, with love, with electricity. It's really clear only beings that we invite in can join us. All others pass around. This is private, sacred healing space. I'm asking all of our guides, angels, healing beings to join us in the bubble. Wonderful, and join us in this pillar of light that we are becoming. And now, friends, right around the edges of this pillar of light in this bubble, this pulsing a vortex of love, like a white tornado. And you know how tornadoes suck things up? This vortex takes away everything that's being released. The moment it's being released, leaving us continually in clear, sacred space, a beautiful place in which to live a life where only hope exists, where only peace exists, where only joy and fulfillment are present. This is how we live in sacred space, friends. This is how we do it. And now right down the center of the vortex, there's flowing a waterfall of love, liquid love, pure essence of divine love, the living waters. It kind of looks like sparkly hair gel flowing right down through us and around us, through us and through our lives, filling our bodies and our lives and our world with love, with love, with love. It's here for us in every moment. The purpose of life is joy. It's up to us to follow our guides. And when we do so, we step into those lives of joy. It's we have the right to live our lives in sacred space, and it's up to us to create it, but we can do it. We can do it. This is what we teach at the Lightworkers Healing Method, friends. It's angelically guided, multidimensional energy healing for soul purpose. We teach people how to channel higher dimension beings, how to channel healing and guidance from higher dimension beings to help themselves, their clients, and the world around them live their soul plan, be who they came into bodies to be who their soul wants them to be. You can do this, friends. You can do it. It's a teachable, learnable skill. It begins with hope. It begins with understanding that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. Our souls have a plan for our lives before we're born, and that we have guides who are here to help us through the process. And that when we engage with them and follow their directions, our lives start to work. They just do. So, friends, we teach this energy healing technique in a series of progressive classes, mostly through weekend workshops. We have entry-level classes only a couple of times a year. The next entry-level class is at Kripalu in the Berkshires in western Massachusetts. It's a week-long intensive. We combine level one class with level two class so that people walk out of that class knowing how to create sacred space, channel divine healing, channel guides and angels, connect with past lives, heal the traumas of past lives, bring in the soul energy that was lost during those traumas, and create healing. It sounds impossible. It sounds like you must need a gift to do that, but it's a teachable, learnable skill, friends, not a gift. It's a teachable, learnable skill. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. Kristen, do you have anything you would like to say before we close?
I would just like to say that I participate in the Lightworkers Healing Method classes and have participated for 3 years. I have certainly missed a few along the way, but I've repeated the curriculum 3 or 4 times fully through, and it most certainly has changed the complete face of my life in a good way. I'm still working, I'm still growing, and I have many miles to go, but I'm so grateful for all that I have learned in this method. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. It's miraculous.
It's miraculous, and I feel like I can say it just as much as you can, because while I'm the earthly founder and the teaching channel of this method, I didn't create it any more than you did or anyone else did on Earth. This was created in the higher dimensions and has been given to us. So, friends, Kristen says she's been through the curriculum. She's been through the core curriculum 3 or 4 times. There are 4 classes in the core curriculum, but 8 higher-level classes. It's a 12-course curriculum. So not the whole curriculum, but the 4.
Right. I guess not the whole curriculum. Not yet. Someday, maybe I'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll get there. So, friends, thank you for joining us. I hope you've enjoyed our show today, Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be. We're going to continue to experiment with this new format, so be back with us next month, friends, as we invite in the higher dimension beings once more to share their love and their wisdom and their hope. And friends, you can do it. You can do it. Until then, walk in light, live in light, and be light, friends.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Who Your Soul Wants You to Be with Lynn McGonigal, the founder and teaching channel of the Lightworkers Healing Method, and her wonderful guests. We're proud to be a part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and glad to have you with us. Please join us every second Sunday at 6 p.m. and then come to lightworkersmethod.com for many freely shared learning resources. As we each do our part, the world transforms. And hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Edicia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world. Through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich, peanut-based, ready-to-use foods, Edicia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edicia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit edicaglobal.org.